Hello and welcome to the Kinetic Fitness Show, where we inspire you to live a longer, healthier, happy, and more joyful life. We cover everything you need to know to be optimally healthy in your mind, body, and spirit. Are you ready to become the ultimate version of yourself? Well, let's dive into another episode with your host and guide by your side, Allie West.
Hello, welcome to this episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show. This is episode number 62. We're going to be talking all about goal setting today. It's 2020. Welcome. We've made it. We're into a new year. We're into a new decade. It's January and it's time to focus on this year. This is going to be your best year ever. Trust me. I'm going to give you a framework and I'm going to give you some things, actionable steps that you can do after you've listened to this podcast or whilst you're listening to this podcast that are going to help you to achieve your goals this year. No more procrastination, no more messing about, no more getting to the end of the year and saying, oh shit, I wrote these goals down or I said these goals for myself and I didn't achieve them. No, that's done now. That's the old you. The new you is going to achieve things this year, achieve big things. I want you to live a life of greatness. I want you to live a longer, healthier, happier, and more joyful life. I'm here to inspire you to do that. And that is what we're going to focus on. We're going to help you to make this year your best year ever. Before we get going with this episode, before we get going with this framework with how to set goals and all that kind of jazz, there's a few things that I want to say and point out. Firstly, if you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, subscribe. If you haven't left a review, please leave me a review. And if you haven't shared this and told your friends and family about this podcast, go and tell them or tell them after you've listened to this one. Let them know. Say, have you listened to the Kinetic Fitness Show? It's awesome. Go and check it out. The more people that know about this podcast, the more people that listen, the more people I can inspire to live that longer, healthier, happier, and more joyful life. That's what it's all about. So I just wanted to point that out. And also go check out the Facebook page. Just search for the Kinetic Fitness Show on Facebook and you can like that and follow along on Facebook as well. That's enough about that. Let's get stuck into this episode then. Let's talk about goal setting and how you can achieve these goals this year. This is a simple three-step process. It's three steps, and if you follow the steps and if you put them into practice, if you take action on them, you can achieve any goal this year and beyond in any area of your life. So what I want you to do, if you're driving, don't do this. If you're driving, just listen, come back to this podcast and do this after you finish driving. Or if you're operating heavy machinery, don't do this now. But if you're in a position where you listen to this and you can take out a pen and paper or you can open up a notes section on your laptop or on your tablet or on your phone or whatever, I want you to do that. I want you to get a piece of paper and a pen or open up your notes section and we're going to go through this together and we're going to make this actionable. We're going to start doing it straight away so there's no more procrastination. We want you, I want you, and we want to achieve great things this year. I know I do, and you should want to as well. Okay, this is it. Just write at the top of the piece of paper or in your notes, goal setting 2020. That's all I want you to put. Then underneath that, I want you to put step one or number one. And step one is literally getting clarity, getting super clear on what your goal is for the year. Here's the key thing. I recommend that you set yourself no more than three goals in any 12-month period. Why? Well, how many times have you set loads and loads of goals or loads of, in inverted commas, quote-unquote, New Year's resolutions and you've not followed through with them or they've got too overwhelming because you've got too many? You said, oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to improve my finances. I'm going to get that man of my dreams. I'm going to buy a new pet and I'm going to learn Spanish. And then you get like 8 months in and you've not achieved any of them because it was too overwhelming. There was too much to do. And you ended up just like beating yourself up about it because there was too much. So set yourself no more than three goals. And I recommend splitting them into these three areas. These three areas and one goal in each area. So the three areas are this. The first one you want to set a goal in is health and fitness. Duh, you're listening to a health and fitness podcast. It's what I do. It's what I'm passionate about. It's what I sell. It's my job. It's my every day is health and fitness. But when you set a health and fitness goal, that leads into all other areas of your life. When you're healthy in your mind, body, and spirit, everything else falls into line. You can achieve everything else in your life when you're optimally healthy, when you're functioning on a healthy level in your mind, in your body, in your spirit. So set yourself a health goal. The second area that I recommend you set a goal in is finance, career, or business. It can be your personal finances, it could be your business if you run or operate your own business, or it could be something to do with your career if you're employed and you're in a job. Set yourself a financial, career, business-based goal. Again, what does money allow us to do, or what does finances allow us to do? Well, I believe having money allows three things. The first thing is it allows us to do the stuff that we want when we want. It also allows us, or it can allow us, to have freedom. And the third and final thing, the most important thing about money and finances, is it gives you choices. Yes, money isn't everything. I truly believe that money is not the most important thing, but it allows you those three things. It allows you to do what you want, when you want, it allows freedom, and it allows choices. So make sure you're setting yourself a financial goal. The third and final area that I recommend that you set a goal in is self-development or personal pursuits. Something that's going to develop yourself, your own being, or maybe a hobby that you've been wanting to do for a while. Set a personal development, self-development, or personal pursuit kind of goal. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you an example of all three of those areas based on myself. I'm going to just tell you what mine are. I'm going to let you into my world and tell you what my goals are for 2020 in all three of these areas so you can get a gist of what I'm talking about. And then we're going to move on to step two. So step one is to set a goal in all three of those areas and to get super detailed on them. And you'll see what I mean when I give you the examples. So let's talk about my own personal health and fitness goal. And you're going to think, oh my God, Ali, this is a bit vain, but so be it. My goal, fitness, health and fitness goal for this year is a visual fitness goal. And it is to be 8% body fat with 6-pack abs by December the 31st, 2020. I want to be able to look in the mirror and see my 6-pack abs and be lean and 8% body fat. I'm not far off on the body fat, to be honest. I'm about 9.8 at the moment, so I'm not far off that. But I haven't got the 6-pack abs, so there's a few things that I'm doing to work on this, but we're going to come on to that in a little while. So that is my goal for my health and fitness. Let's talk about finances then and business. As you may know, if you've listened to my podcast before, I own and run my own gym in Nottingham in the United Kingdom with my wife, Sarah. It's called Kinetic Fitness. And we have a 9,500 square foot facility where we focus on personal training, small group training, and then we have gym membership as well. But our main focus is private and semi-private training. So my goal, my business goal, my financial goal for this year is to get my business, Kinetic Fitness, to £25,000 per month in recurring monthly revenue with a 40% net profit. To be honest, I might do that within 6 months. It might not take me the whole year, but that is the goal. 25K recurring revenue each month, 40% net profit, which will allow myself and Sarah to take a certain amount out of the business for our own financial benefit as well. Personal pursuits then, this is the last area, or self-development. I'm all about self-development. I'm learning every single day. So what I've decided to do for 2020 is, because I already do a lot of self-development in terms of podcasts, reading, watching YouTube videos, reading articles, reading blogs. I do a lot of that already. Meditation, cold showering. I'm working on myself all the time, training, exercise. So I'm all about self-development. That is part of my life. So what I've decided for 2020 is to go for a personal pursuit goal and focus on something that maybe I've been putting off or something that I want to develop in terms of a personal pursuit. And it is this. It's to learn to play the guitar. But again, that goal is too broad. About 7 or 8 years ago, I got a guitar for Christmas. I played it for a while, I had lessons, and then I've not picked the thing up very much since, and I need to get back on it. I want to get back on it. I want to jam, play some music. So my goal is this. My goal is to, by the end of 2020, by December 31st, 2020, I want to be able to play 5 songs all the way through on my guitar and sing along to those 5 songs. So see, you might think that that's a bit of a small goal or it's not big enough, but I wanted to make it realistic and make it manageable so I don't get overwhelmed. And everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people tend to get overwhelmed with their goals because they can't visualize it. They can't see how it's going to happen. They haven't got the processes. And that's what I want to focus on this podcast. I want to make it so that you can visualize this goal, you can see it, and you have the actionable steps to make it happen, to actually achieve them. There's no point saying a goal and not taking action on it and not doing it. Let's make it actionable. Let's make it come to fruition. So my goal is to be able to play 5 songs on the guitar and sing along whilst playing. And they're my 3 goals in all of those areas. Pretty simple. They're all achievable. They're all specific. They're all to me. They've all got measurements on. And most importantly, they've all got an end date on. You've got to put that end date on it. Whether that's October, November, December, June, you've got to put the date on it. And if you end up achieving those goals before that, guess what you do? Set a new goal. As simple as that. Because you'll be surprised when you follow this system and this process, how quickly your goals come to fruition. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen to myself. So they're the 3 goals in the 3 areas. So that's step one, set the goals, get nice and detailed, spend some time doing it. You might have been writing this down as we go along, but make sure you spend some time digging deep and working out what you really want to work on and what you want to achieve, what your goals are for this year. And then there's 3 critical points to this, and you would have heard it because I just gave you the examples, but make sure that they're detailed, firstly, that's the number one. Secondly, make sure that they have some kind of data, some kind of measurement. So if it's a fitness goal, make sure it's got a measurement. Is it weight? Is it body fat? Is it being able to run a 5K in a certain time? Whatever the case may be. If it's finances, make sure you put that number, £25,000 in recurring monthly revenue, or I want to increase my savings to £10,000 or £50,000 or dollars or whatever your currency is. If it's a personal pursuit, make sure that you, if it's, for example, if you want to learn a language, do you want to be able to have a conversation with someone? Make sure there's some kind of data on it and measurement. And then the final thing, I've already mentioned it, is make sure you've got an end date on it. Put that end date on it. Make sure it's got a time frame that allows you to be held accountable, but also locks it in time and space, in the 3 dimensions that we live in currently, even though we don't live in 3D dimensions, we live in more than that. But you get the idea of what I'm saying. On to step two then, step two in this goal setting process. The second step is, based on those goals that you've set, you need to put 3 daily habits underneath each one that you can do, that you can adopt, that you can perform, that are going to lead you towards these goals. Let's go back to my examples. Start with my first one so you can get an idea of what I'm saying. As I mentioned, my goal, 6-pack abs, 8% body fat, so I can look good in the mirror, feel good, all that kind of stuff. What are 3 daily habits that I can do that are going to lead me towards that goal? Okay, let's keep it simple. The first one is I'm going to eat a clean, lean diet with protein, fats, and carbohydrates, the right balance of macronutrients that's going to allow me to get 6-pack abs and to lean out to 8% body fat. The second thing is I'm going to drink 2 to 3 liters of water to keep hydrated. So 2 to 3 liters of water every single day to keep hydrated, to allow my body to function in the way it should. And that's going to move me towards getting my 6-pack abs. Third daily habit would be to do an exercise that focuses on the abs every single day. So a core exercise, working on the whole unit. So upper abdominals, lower abdominals, obliques, lower back, all that kind of middle area. I can do exercises every single day, even if it's only for 5 or 10 minutes, that are going to work directly on my 6-pack, on my abdominal unit. there you go. That's three simple habits that I can do every day that are going to lead me towards that goal of having six pack abs and looking nice and ripped up in the mirror and having 8% body fat. The same can be done with my finances. So it's a financial goal in relation to my business. So what daily habits can I do that are going to move me towards that 25K per month in recurring monthly revenue? So one of those daily habits could be that I'm going to reach out to 10 people via LinkedIn that are my potential customers, that are going to put me in front of the right people or are my potential customers. Another one might be I'm going to put out 1 to 2 pieces of social media every day promoting value and promoting my services. A third and final one might be that I'm going to make 5 cold calls every single day to people that I want to book an appointment with or that I want to give a presentation to that are going to put me in front of my potential ideal client in my arena, which is health and fitness, which is a gym. Do you get the idea? So you can see how these three simple habits in each of these areas lead into the overall bigger goal. And let me just do the last one so you get an idea and you get clarity on this. The last one was my playing the guitar, being able to play 5 songs by the end of the year. So I might, a daily habit might be to look at the 5 songs or listen to the 5 songs that I want to be able to play and start to learn the lyrics and get to know those songs inside out. Second one, daily one, might be to learn the chord progressions for those songs, or at least one song, learn what the chords are for that song. And the third and final one might be just to pick up the guitar for 10 minutes every single day and just play the chords, strum along to one of those 5 songs that I want to learn for the year. Simple again, 3 simple habits. So that's it. That's step 2, is put 3 habits underneath those 3 goals that you've set for yourself that funnel into those goals that are going to allow you to achieve those goals. Make sense? Of course it does. It's simple, it's effective, and it works. First thing, step 1, set your goals. Second step, create the habits that lead into those goals. Third and final part then. This is what ties it all together. The third step in this goal setting process is this. It's to review weekly, not monthly, not quarterly, not every 6 months, even though that is handy. You've got to review weekly. And I recommend doing this on a Sunday. Every Sunday, just take 15 to 30 minutes to review the previous week, to review how you have moved forward towards these goals that you've set for yourself. And you want to ask yourself open-end questions. Questions like this: how did my week go? What was 1 to 2 good results that I achieved this week towards my goals? What challenges did I have or obstacles did I have? How can I keep moving forward, and what can I put into practice this coming week that's going to move me forward towards these goals? So it's about reviewing, adjusting, pivoting, whatever you want to call it, so that you can move forward and you can achieve these goals that you've set for yourself. Do it on a Sunday. That's the best time at the end of the week. Just spend 30 minutes tops, 15 minutes minimum, reviewing your previous week, reviewing your goals. And make sure you're documenting it. Write down or record a voice note or put it on your laptop or record a video. Make sure that you're reviewing it so you can go over it again and record in that information. And that is the 3-step system for setting goals that is going to allow you to achieve any goal this year, the next year, so on and so forth. And you can set them in any area of your life. I know we've spoken about a health and fitness goal, a financial goal, and a personal pursuit or self-development. But you could change that out. You could swap one of these out. You could put a relationship goal, or you could put a nutrition goal, or whatever. Do you know what I mean? You can put it for any area of your life. But these 3, I think, are key because they kind of funnel into everything else. And when you get the foundation right, that's when things are going to really take off and accelerate for you. That is the system. But I want to give you an example of a goal and how to say it. Because if you can put your goal into an affirmation, and we've spoken about affirmations on this podcast before, but if you can put your goal into a daily affirmation that you say to yourself every single day, then some kind of crazy magic happens, because you start programming your subconscious, you start putting your message and your goal out into the universe. And when you're taking action on these goals, as if by magic, they start to come to fruition. It's so powerful. Affirmations are one of the most powerful things in the world. And they work because you're acting as if. You're acting as if it's already happened. It's done. So the only thing that can happen is it can come to fruition because you're acting as if it's already done. It's already there for you. Let me give you an example of what I mean when I'm talking about making a goal an affirmation. So let's talk about a health and fitness goal. Let's talk about my goal of abs and single figure body fat or whatever the case may be. So let's say that my goal is to gain lean muscle, to get six pack, reduce body fat, that kind of stuff. Let's say it's nice and simple. I want to gain 5 kilograms of lean muscle in 6 months and get my six pack abs. This is how I would write that goal out. And this is how I would say it to myself every single day. Are you ready? Are you listening? Open your ears, switch on. This is important. This is how I'd write my goal out. This is how I'd say it. Right now, I'm so happy and grateful that I've gained 5 kilograms of lean muscle and I have gained my six pack abs. It feels so amazing to be confident when I look in the mirror and to know that my body is fitter and healthier. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me read it again and then I'm going to break down how this works and then you can get to work, do this system, write your goals out like this and start saying them to yourself every single day and start working on them every single day. Let me repeat the goal and how I'd write it out and how I'd say it. Right now, I'm so happy and grateful that I have gained 5 kilograms of lean muscle and I have my six pack abs. It feels so amazing to be confident when I look in the mirror and to know that my body is fitter and healthier. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me break it down how this works. So it starts with gratitude. Gratitude is what we start with. And when we show gratitude, good things happen to us. Trust me. I know this from experience and you would have heard about this on previous podcast episodes. If you haven't listened to the previous podcast episodes on gratitude and love and all that kind of stuff, go back and check them out. Start at the start, work your way through. Being grateful allows us to open up, allows you to open up to all the things that you want to attract in your life. So start the goal, start the affirmation with gratitude. Second part of this way of doing your goals and writing them down and saying them is it's the main area of what you want to work on. So for me, it's 5 kilograms of lean muscle, single figure body fat percentage, abs, etc. So it needs a measurement in there. It needs to be quantifiable. Then the third part of it, the third part is attaching emotion. When we attach emotion, it fires up our brain. It fires up our body and it holds us accountable to our goals on a deep emotional level. So make sure that you're putting some emotion on there. So mine says at the end, it feels so amazing to be confident when I look in the mirror and know that my body is fitter and healthier. This is so powerful. But trust me, this way of writing it down as an affirmation works. And then once you've got it locked down like that, say it to yourself every single day, at least once, but I recommend 5, 6, 7 times a day. So it's just programming yourself, programming your mind. And then what happens when we program the mind, the body will start to follow, the actions will start to come in. So just start saying them to yourself every single day, write them down, stick them on your desk at work, on your fridge, in your car, just everywhere so that it's at the forefront of your mind all the time, these goals and these affirmations. Trust me, it works. That's it. I'm going to leave you with that. But actually, before I leave it and leave you, I'm just going to give you some tips and tricks for success when it comes to goal setting. Definitely follow this system. As soon as you finish this episode, just go through it step by step. Step one, write those goals down in detail. Step two, create habits that are going to funnel into them goals. And the third thing is review every single Sunday for 30 minutes, make sure you do a weekly review. And when we're writing our goals, remember to write them down as if they've already happened, showing gratitude and attaching emotion to those goals using the example that I gave you. But here's some top tips and tricks for success. Always write your goals down. That's the first one. Always write them down. This is the first top tip. Write them down. There's something, again, magical that happens when we write things down. I believe it's because we're using all the different ways that we learn and we are actually using the body and mind together. So we're writing, so we're looking at it visually, we're also saying it to ourselves, so we're working auditory, and then we're doing the kinesthetic, the movement part of it as well. So write your goals down. It's super powerful. I read a fact once. Again, I don't know about most facts. Most facts, I reckon, are probably made up. But I read this fact once that only 6% of people write their goals down, which I just think is absolutely crazy. It's mind-boggling. So if you write your goals down, you're already ahead of most people. Write them down on paper with a pen or a pencil, but preferably a pen. Second tip and trick for success is this. Tell everyone about your goals. Everyone. Your partner, your family, your colleagues, your pet, your best mate, the person down the road in the shop or the store. Tell everyone, because the more people you tell, the more you're being held accountable to other people and the more likely you are to follow through with these goals. Because you'll bump into that person, they'll be like, oh, you said you was going to do this goal. How's that going? And you'll be like, two things are going to happen. You're either going to be like, yeah, I'm smashing it. I'm really working towards it. I'm nearly there. Or, oh, yeah, actually, I've slacked off a little bit. I'm going to get back on it. It works both ways, but we'd rather have the first way that you're smashing it and you're working towards that goal. Next thing, another tip for success. I've already kind of mentioned this, but pin it everywhere. Make sure it's visible everywhere around your house. Make sure it's visible to you so it's at the forefront of your mind. Already said this next one as well, but this is another trick, which is say your goals and your affirmations to yourself every single day. The more you say them, the better. Next thing, next top tip. Change and reset your goals once you've hit them. So if you've set yourself a goal for the end of 2020, but you achieve it by March, then again, you've got to reset, you've got to readjust and adapt and set new goals. And the last kind of top tip is this: always reassess, monitor and review your progress so that you can move forward and you can achieve bigger and better things. That's it. I hope this has helped. I'm sure it would have. I know that it works. So put it into practice. Don't just listen to this and think, oh, that's it. I've listened. That's all I need to do. No, go and take action. The law of divine action. You've got to go and do it. You've got to take action. Okay? Make it count. Go and do it. As soon as you've listened to this episode, go and do it. That's it. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, leave me a review. Get in touch if you need me and share your goals with me. Once you've done it, once you've done this process, drop me an email, ali.west, W-E-S-T, at kineticfitness.co.uk. Don't forget that kinetic is spelled K-I-N-E-T-I-K. It's a K on the end, not a C. ali.west at kineticfitness.co.uk. Send your goals to me and I can review them and I can give you help with them. But if you need any more help, if you're struggling with achieving your goals in life, if you want to take your health and fitness to the level, mindset, life to the next level, then I can help you. I can help you online and offline. So reach out to me, get in touch, and I can tell you how I can help you in more detail. I coach people online all around the world, and I coach people offline in my gym, in my facility here in Nottingham, in the United Kingdom. So reach out and I can help. That's it. That's it for today. If you need any more help, do not hesitate to get in touch. And I wish you all the success with 2020, all the success with your goals. There's big things to come from myself and from this podcast. So watch this space. I've got loads of amazing guests lined up. I've got loads of great shows and topics lined up. I've got some big things coming with my online coaching and with my social media and my personal brand. So do keep in touch. And do follow me on all the relevant platforms. You can get me on everything, Ali West Fitness, A-L-I-W-E-S-T Fitness. And don't forget, Kinetic Fitness. You can go to the website. You can check me out. That's it. Have a blessed rest of your week. I will be speaking to you again very soon. I've got another cracking episode. My next episode, by the way, episode 63, is going to be probably the best one yet. It is, I've already recorded it. It's fucking amazing. It's absolutely incredible episode that I recorded with my best friend, Paul. You're going to absolutely love it. We recorded this in a professional studio. It went off. Big things happened. It's an amazing episode. So make sure that you subscribe so you know when that episode comes out, because episode 63 is going to be ginormous. Go and write your goals down. Go and follow this three-step system. Make 2020 your best year ever. Achieve some goals. No more procrastination. Take action. Let's do it. 2020 is going to be big for all of us. And I love you. And I've got your back. And until next time, peace and love.
That's a wrap on another episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast episode with your friends, family, and colleagues. Until next time, peace and love.